Hello, and welcome to the Autodidactic Podcast with your host, Rick Dearman.
Hello, and welcome to the Autodidactic Podcast, Season 2, Episode 13. This is the last episode in this season, and I decided I'd spend a little bit of time telling you what I'll be doing over the next few months with regard to my own self-study plans, and what my plans are for the podcast. Hopefully you'll be able to take something from my plans in order to use for yourself and for your own autodidactic study. I'm focusing on three main areas for self-study: learning new programming languages, learning new natural languages, learning maths, learning electronics, and lockpicking. The two programming languages I'm focusing on are assembly language for the ARM processor and Rust. A lot of listeners will not be familiar with these, but they are low-level programming languages which are very helpful when programming computers. The reason for learning these is that they are closely related to one of my other learning projects, which is electronics. Learning all three of these topics at the same time tends to reinforce each other. Understanding the electronics and logic chips used to build a computer helps to understand the syntax and usage of both assembly language programming and Rust programming. Learning the assembler shows how the binary operating codes used by the electronics is used inside software. I'm also writing a program, an assembler in Rust, so the creation of software used to write software that ties everything together. Perhaps you have two or more topics of interest which you are learning that you'll be able to create linkages between. I'm creating an 8-bit CPU from wires and logic chips, and then writing all my own software from scratch. This type of large synergistic project forces me to use the learnings from each of these topics in the real-world project. I've said before that having an actual use for what you're learning and using what you are learning for a project outside the realms of the textbook exercises will do wonders for your understanding. I also want to focus on calculus and understanding and using it. Originally, I thought I would just go through all the math books I have on a shelf, which range from basic mathematics through algebra, then trigonometry, and into calculus. But I've decided since calculus is what I actually want to know, why not just jump straight in and learn that? So 2 weeks ago, I shelved the algebra book I was working through and pulled down the two calculus books I have. It didn't take long for me to identify the things that I had been doing in the algebra book were not much use for calculus, but it also identified a weakness in some other areas of mathematics. So yesterday, I put the calculus books back on the shelf and pulled down a trigonometry book. Boning up on sine, cosine, and tangents is helpful for the chapter of the calculus book I'm on right now. So I'm not making a linear progress from one book to the other in order. For me, at this time, it would be better from my study and my motivation to go through the textbook in the topic where I want to be and discover knowledge gaps. That way I can go back and plug the gaps and then return to the higher level book. For some people, skipping around like this is suboptimal. But for me, it works better since I'm time constrained. Some people will say that this method will cause me problems in the future because I don't have a grounding in the basics before moving on to more advanced things. Normally, I would agree. However, I did a lot of maths back when I was in school, and most of the books I'm falling back to are refreshers for me rather than new learnings. The problem with not using knowledge is that in the 30-odd years since I first learned all of this stuff, it has mostly wasted away through non-use. But unlike the first time I learned it, a review is normally enough to remember what I need to carry on with learning new calculus. So is this method appropriate for what you need to know? Have a think about what you're studying, and if it is unknown, or if you're just slogging through refresher courses, just because it is the next textbook in the sequence. Again, for many things, I'd advocate learning things in sequence, from most simple to the most complex. But I find frequently I learn best when I hit a problem and I'm forced to go back and redo or relearn. In the electronic self-study I've been doing, the need to have an assembler program forced me to learn very complex software syntax. But in that project, I had already progressed through the entire Rust programming book from cover to cover before starting the creation of an assembler. What I'm saying is, depending on the knowledge you need and the knowledge you already have, you may need to learn sequentially, or it might be more advantageous to skip about. Only you will know, and only you can determine the best way to go about it. Just don't be stuck with the assumption that all learning has to be sequential. I'm also learning natural languages, and by this I mean French, Italian, Chinese, and Korean. Studying these are by far the largest time sink of all the studying I'm doing. The software and electronic study are related to each other, and while you would think languages would be as well, they are actually very distinct subjects which have to be studied on their own separately. There isn't much overlap, and you spend a lot of time learning vocabulary. For these, I split my time between conversation exchanges, reading, television programs in French and Italian, which are the two languages I'm most advanced in. And the other two are spent with course books and some audio work, with an additional work in learning the Chinese and Korean writing systems. And because natural languages degrade in your mind over time, you need to study them or touch on them daily. So assuming I were to spend only 30 minutes each day on each language, that's still 2 hours of study time. So how do I break this up? Normally, I read or watch a show in French or Italian each day, and speak to a native speaker at least once a week. I review flashcards every day, and for Mandarin and Korean, I try to read a course book and watch a television show every day. However, because life often interferes, it's frequently not possible to do each language every day. But I try to do at least three of the four languages every day. And when I have to drop one, I try to drop one of the stronger languages, since it would take me longer to forget what I've learned in those. You might want to think about having a plan B for days when things don't go well. Do you know what you would drop if you needed to? Do you have a prioritized list of things so that you can quickly decide what to focus on when life blindsides you yet again? It's worth spending a little time with your schedule, knowing that although you've allocated time for various activities, your future self might not be able to handle those commitments. Try and give your future self some room to maneuver. And then the final thing I'm going to be studying is lockpicking. Why? Well, there's actually not a good reason for this. I just find it interesting that people can circumvent locks with two pieces of metal, and I want to know how to do it. Lockpicking is a physical activity that you need to practice in order to get good at. And while the basic knowledge is readily available and the theory isn't complex, most people still cannot do it. And it's because it's a skill that needs to be honed via practice, like juggling or skateboarding. Sometimes it's nice just to learn something with your body rather than your brain. So have you considered learning a physical skill like juggling or lockpicking or skateboarding? If not, think about including something like this into your study plans. And then finally, I want to talk a little bit about the future plans for this podcast. And frankly, there aren't any. I do want to continue the podcast, but I think I've covered just about all the techniques you need for self-study, and I've tried to give some inspiration through looking at the lives of famous autodidactics of the past. And as this is episode 13, the season has come to a natural end, and I'll be taking a break for a month or so regardless. I'll use that time to think about either expanding the scope of the show in order to cover more information, or if I think I've covered enough for the podcast to come to a conclusion, I may do that. I do need time between seasons, since I do many other things than study, such as YouTube videos, another podcast, writing books, and I work and have a family. It would be awesome if I could get some suggestions from listeners. Your inputs would be very welcome. Suggestions for future episodes, or any suggestion you would like to make, really. As always, you can reach me with suggestions via the website rick@autodidactic.info or my email address, rick@autodidactic.info. That's it for this week and for this season. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Autodidactic Podcast with your host, Rick Dearman. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider giving a donation via PayPal. Thank you very much, and see you again next time.